Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it.
Yay!
Hello! We are
Hello!
Back!
We are... That was a funny old accent.
What happened to you
in Scotland?
I've come back half Glaswegian now, even though I was in Edinburgh. Oh my God, Scotland delivered. Scotland felt like the south
Love
of France.
It. Do you know what? How amazing are the beaches in Scotland?
Wow.
Like, seriously, if you get good weather, you are, you know, you're really winning. They are amazing.
But we've never had good weather. We've been going there for 6 years and we've never had good weather. And I'm telling you something, I was like, well, this has completely changed my views on Scotland. I actually love here. How much are houses? I was like, I want to move here. And Martin, Dolce's dad, was like, genuinely, it's not like this all the time. I was like, no, I won't have a word about it. I just absolutely love it. We were on the beach every day. I flew up on Friday after work and the kids had already been up there for 24 hours, like already just proper beach bums. He lives like a 5 minute walk from Long Nidri Beach and it's just glorious. And then one day we went to North Berwick, which we've been to many times before, and that's like proper good old fashioned fun with ice creams and sandwiches made from the filling station. And it's just like, yeah, I just had a great time. Really enjoyed it.
Oh, it did look so nice. Yeah, we had a really good time. I'm so glad we went back again. You know, like we actually have a holiday now. Like,
right.
I just can't explain it. Like, we just lay down and the kids just play in the pool. And you'll know that maybe like 3 years ago or 4 years ago, we were like, oh, you know, you just go and parent in a different, like different country. I just don't feel like it's like that anymore. I just think it's... We just had a really good time. Like, I actually felt relaxed. I wasn't running around after the kids. Like, they stay up with us. It's not a big deal. It's just, I just love that we've got to that now.
I love hearing you say that. And I totally agree with you. And actually, for all those, you know, parents listening that are still, you know, doing the end of slaps of the pool with the muzzy covering the practice, being like, please go to sleep, please go to sleep. And then one of you has to sit in the room whilst the other one is outside in the sunshine
because
you've still got a child that naps in the day. Like, yeah, we're out of
When we went on our first sort of holiday with Axel to Mykonos, James and I sat in the bathroom eating room service one night and we were just sitting there like on this holiday now, like 7 years nearly on and whatever it is, and we were just like, oh my God, do you remember that? Like, do you remember that? Taking a whole suitcase with the sleepy head in it. Do you remember that as well?
Yes. Oh my God,
giant sleepy head with me. Like, I just, you know, when you just look back and now I'm like, oh my God, people told me it would get easier, like as they got older with holidays and things like that. But I could just never see that it would. And then it does.
It really does. Hang on in
it
there.
It really,
Hang on
really,
there.
Really does. Yeah, I mean, obviously you have different challenges, don't you? Because you become more aware of, like, I don't know, what they're doing and, like, stuff like that. But on the whole, way more relaxed.
I actually have. And I was debating whether to share this story on the podcast because it is actually a really terrifying experience that happened to us on the beach in Scotland on Sunday. But I think we share everything on this podcast. So I'm just going to say it and then we're going to move on because it's still something that I'm reliving. Basically had one of the scariest parenting moments that we've ever had in our lives. We were on the beach in Long Nidri. This woman came onto the beach and she said, there's going to be 12 horses that are going to be coming down onto the beach. So keep your children back. And in my head, I was thinking, this is a busy beach, one of the hottest days of the year. I could see probably in my eyesight alone, I could see 20 children. And the tide was coming in. There wasn't much sand. And in my head, I was thinking, this doesn't feel right. Surely there are laws against this. But anyway, public beach, whatever. So I said to Doz, look, can you keep, we're with another family who've got 3 children. And I said, can you just keep the kids back? Anyway, we waited and waited. 15 minutes had passed. And I was like, do you know what? Sod this. Let's just crack on with building the sandcastles and the hole. Anyway, we were quite near the end of the beach. And I looked up and I was like, oh, look, the horses are coming on. I said, look, the horses are going to be walking down. The lady that was taking the horse riding trip said to me, they walked past and they said, we're going to be coming back in 5 minutes, right? Not once did she say, we will be galloping down the beach, right? So we carried on playing, and what felt like 90 seconds later, Kit was playing beach football and the ball that he was playing with got caught with the wind and went down to the shoreline, and we were a bit further back on the sand. And I looked up, Dozer looked up, and our whole party looked up, and 6 of the horses had been spooked by a kite, turned on their heels, and you know that scene from Gladiator?
Yeah.
Kit was half a second away from being trampled by 6 horses. We were screaming at him, going, Kit, run! And I'll tell you what, it was the worst moment of my entire life. He escaped. I thought one of the horses had clipped his leg. That's how close he was to them. He stumbled as well. It was absolutely horrendous. Like, I still feel incredibly traumatized by what we went through. And this woman that was leading the trip, one of their riders, they were 13-year-old kids on these horses. They're completely out of control. One of them came off the horses and she would have been seriously injured had she hit the rocks. And she was like, you know, half a meter away from doing that. She started yelling at us, going, control your child. And I was like, yeah, everyone on the beach was screaming and screaming. I mean, Georgia, to tell you that I'm reliving it, single second of the day is not an exaggeration. Anyway, she then came back. So this whole thing, I was just, you know, grabbing hold of Kit and screaming and crying. Everyone was in floods of tears. Our kids were really traumatized. Anyway, she then came back down the beach with a camera, filming us, going, I've contacted the police. And I was like, we've called the police, because you 100% shouldn't have been galloping at high speed down the beach. Anyway, we spoke to the police. The police were like, unfortunately, you know, accidents happen. And I was like, oh my God, are you joking? I'm now going to speak to East Lothian, the council, because I've just read through the rules on what you can and can't do with horses on the beach, and you're not allowed to gallop. So they're 100%. They've got to stop it from happening again, because we nearly lost our son, George. Like, had those horses hit him, there's no way he would have survived it.
And, oh my goodness.
I know, right? I know.
God, that just feels so... What was she going to contact the police about you for? That's what makes me really cross. Are you joking? Like,
I know.
I also just don't get as well, like, how on a busy, you know, a busy beach... No. They're not huge beaches either, are they? Why would you do that? And especially with teenage riders, you'd think, oh, it's probably not, you know, just common sense. I don't know much about horses or horse riding, but common sense to me would say probably not the best time to do that anyway.
Do it on an empty beach when there aren't children around. Like, that was just, anyway, we collected witness statements. We like, because I thought, I just want, you know, I wasn't doing it, but our friend's dad did it. And I just thought that, like, we dodged a bullet, you know, like that was nearly our life over. So I just don't want it to happen to another family. Yeah, interestingly, he's like, nothing happened. He just can't wait to tell his friends that he nearly got trampled on by 6 horses. That's all he cared about today as he went into school. So great. But I actually think he'll be terrified of horses going forward for a while.
And that's what I don't
want him to have, like, a skewed view on animals, because I love horses and it wasn't the horses' fault at all.
No.
It's just like an unnecessary...
Because that's the other thing as well, isn't it? Like you say, the horses got spooked by kites. Well, I mean, a kite on a beach is like a normal thing.
Yeah, of course.
In school holidays. So it just shows you, doesn't it? If like an animal can just turn like that to that, you know, from that sort of seeing that sort of thing, it doesn't, and then the lady couldn't control them, then how is that allowed?
I just sat outside his room the whole night. Like, I kept going back up to look at him, and then I was just sitting in the corridor and Dozer was like, it's okay. And I was like, it doesn't feel okay. Like, you know, when you feel like you had, like, thank guardian angels were there that day. And I don't believe in stuff like that, but I don't know. Anyway, it's made me want to hang on to them tighter. That is for sure.
Yeah. I didn't expect you were going to say that at all. So I'm just like digesting that information as you guys listening will be.
It's a lot, isn't it? But I think it's important to say it, because things like that, you know, if it hasn't happened to us, but it might happen to another family. So I'll keep you updated with my
Let us know what happens, yeah, for sure. And if anyone knows what to do in this instance, please get in touch. Because, yeah, I mean, that's not even a scenario that I've ever even considered.
No, so, yeah, I'd love to get some advice on that, actually, if anyone's up there and who I should speak to. Because that, yeah. Anyway, listen, we'll move on seamlessly from horses to fashion Q&A. Did I do that seamlessly? On a lighter note, let's make it light. I need light today.
We do need light. We need some escapism. One of our favourite things. We put up on Instagram, actually, how you guys want to consume like our fashion content, because we do reels, we do stories. But sometimes I think these Q&As are really useful because we can have a bit of a more conversation around it as well. Yeah. Because it's not always just, oh, here's a dress. This is where you can buy it. There's more, you know, there's more to be said. We love giving recommendations. So we popped a question box up and we're going to try and get through as many as we can in this episode, but also we can follow up on stories on our Instagram as well.
100%.
So shall I kick us off with this one?
Go on, George.
Because I'm fresh off holiday and I'm actually going away again next week, which, I mean, that's really lucky. Really lucky.
Go on, George.
Nice kaftan or sarong? Because this has been, for me, like something that I'd been looking for my trip to Abu Dhabi, because you can't really walk in, you can't go to the toilet in the hotel just in your bikini. Do you know what I mean? No. You can't really walk into that. You have to sort of, you don't have to completely cover up, but you need to put something on. Yeah. So I was looking for a really nice kaftan and sarong to take with me and I didn't find one. But I'm going to Marrakesh next week and I found a couple on H&M.
Yes, now, in their holiday shop.
Yeah, in the holiday shop. So I found, this is a linen wrap-over skirt. It's $24.99 and I just thought it would look really great on holiday, yes, like over a bikini or whatever. But also, you know, for the evening, you could put it on with a t-shirt and it would look really cool, or a shirt and it would look really nice. They've got it in black and they've got it in beige as well. And I just, it's just one of those items is sometimes I feel like it's a shame when you buy something and you're only going to wear it when you're, you know, when you're on holiday. This item works for, you know, on holiday. You could probably even wear it to work, depending on what job you work in. You could put it with a shirt and some like nice loafers or something. So definitely check that out. And then also again on H&M, they've got kaftans in loads of colours. Like they look a little bit smarter than normal kaftans. They're like crinkly and a bit shiny. Again, you can dress up and wear it in the evening.
They've got this amazing pleated tunic dress, which is $24.99. Yes! It's a new arrival. It's literally just hit. It's so Grecian. It's so beautiful. The way that they've styled it on the H&M site is glorious. Like, you could wear it in the day to the beach, or you could wear it on a night out as well with a pair of heels. I love it. And it's under £25. So H&M are killing it.
They really are. Yeah. And then, I mean, if you are looking for something a little bit more like expensive, or that you want to keep for, you know, years and years to come, then I always look on the Outnet for like amazing like resort wear. I've had a few pieces that I might maybe even had for like 5 or 6 years and they're timeless. I would just have a little look on there. You're gonna pay a bit more, but again, if it's something you want to get out every year, then it's worth a little look.
Yeah, 100%. Right, I'm going to go on too, because this is very much in my mind at the moment, because I'm going to Ascot on the 23rd of June. Royal Ascot Enclosure, SOS. it is an absolute minefield. I once got invited to Cheltenham and I was with Zara Tindall, okay,
I remember
the
Queen's
granddaughter, and no one told me that there was a dress code that you have to wear like below the knee skirts with fucking hats and all the jazz. And I turned up in what can only be described as a night out in Pasha, and I've never really got it wrong on that scale before, and I was mortified. And I was talking to Princess Anne, who was like, "Have you come from a holiday?" And I was like, no, this is just what I've worn for the day, thanks. So I'm not going to get it wrong this time. Okay, so for me, Rhys are absolutely killing it with their suits. And I, you know, what Ascot does really well is that really pretty kind of floral dress. You see loads of girls in loads of floral dresses. I love a suit. Rhys have got an amazing suit, linen suit, a pink one and a baby blue one, which have got like flared trousers or wide leg trousers. So a little bit more premium. It's going to cost you about £350, but you can bring that out and wear it to a christening, you know, yes. a wedding. You could wear it to work if you had something fancy to get. Like, you can get a lot of wear out of them. Rixo.
I was going to say, suit is such a good idea for any, for an occasion, because I think so often, like, you go and spend like 400 quid and you think, well, that's it. I'm barely ever going to wear that again. Whereas if you buy a suit, you can wear the trousers, you can wear the blazer, you can dress it up, you can dress it down. Like, it is a really good investment.
Yeah, and you have to go and try them on, because Reese have got really weird sizings. They come up quite big, and you don't want, like, you want the jacket to be slightly oversized, in my opinion, anyway. Rixo have got some incredible, they've actually got a whole section for Ascot dresses. So you'll get a really beautiful dress there. Me and M, I love, but again, so great. Bit more premium. And Other Stories have got this incredible Baby Droll sleeve dress, which I think is about 120 quid, and it would look amazing with, like, a boater hat of some description and some really nice, I would definitely wear platforms, because you don't want spiky stilettos going in the grass. So, like, if you're going into the royal enclosure, you know, I think maybe you've got to spend a little bit more. You could also think about renting something. There are some amazing rental sites that we absolutely love and adore. And if it is, you know, if you don't go to many of these events and you think, well, I'm not going to use that again, then maybe rental is quite a nice idea.
Yeah, I was going to say, because HURR, they now have pop-ups in Selfridges across the UK. So, like, I think they have in Manchester, Birmingham, London, where you can actually go and try the stuff on. Because I think that's always difficult with rentals, especially if you're not, like, I mean, I'm only like 5'3".
Yes.
And so I can't really rent a full-length dress from someone on there unless I've tried it on. But you can go into store and actually try these things on before you rent them, which I think is really useful.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. What are the rules for the royal enclosure? Do you have to be, like, below the knee, like, wearing a hat?
Yeah, you have to wear a hat. And I think below the knee, definitely below the knee, and I think shoulders.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean... Yeah, I mean, that I would be fine with that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
I'm like ankles or wrists out. I'm not tits or legs. We'll be right back after this short break.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
White trainers to wear with summer dresses.
Oh, love that look. You're the queen of that.
Yeah, I am. So it's weird because I don't really wear plain white trainers so much anymore. And now as it's coming into summer, I am thinking, oh, actually, I wish I had a fresh pair.
Yes.
So, I mean, for plain white trainers, I really don't think you have to spend loads, because I also think when you're wearing them with a dress, they kind of need to be clean and look pristine. So I probably would be buying a new pair each year. I love, M&S do a pair, which are a golden goose sort of style. I think they are about 50 quid. They've had them out for years and years. They just have a different, like, star on the side or whatever. But they are really great. They're really good quality. They're proper leather. They will last, and I think that that's a good pair. But also, like, Supergra, all of your classic brands are really great for white trainers. I really wouldn't spend loads of money on a pair of white trainers for the summer, though, because
I like Vegas V-E-J-A. They are made from all organic materials and fair trade, and they are, you know, ethically made. And they like, they kind of do like mixing of social projects as well. They're like, they've got like a really lovely ethos behind them. Yeah. So if that's
important to you.
Yeah, they're a really good brand and they really last. Like, mine are 2 years old and I'm still wearing mine. They're 140 quid, but kind of, again, like that's a bit of an investment. I wear them in the winter as well. So I love Vegas. And I also love Air and Grace.
They're really nice
white trainers.
Yeah, they are a good brand. So, I mean, there's plenty of options across the board.
Best things to wear in Spain in July. It's going to be so hot. Yes, it is. It's going to be absolutely boiling. I think George has obviously already mentioned the H&M holiday shop, but I'm going to give them another plug. They've got these incredible linen shorts. You want to go for linens if you're going away in July, because linen just wears really well in the heat. They've got some really lovely midi dresses. They've got oversized caftans, linen trousers, linen shirts. I love a linen shirt open on the beach with a swimming costume on underneath, with a lovely, beautiful big hat and some shades. Really, really chic.
I had a little look on New Look recently. I haven't been on there for probably about a year, I reckon. And they've got some really good, you know, the dresses that just have like a thick strap or a little thin strap. They're round neck and they're just sort of hang. They're very loose. They're made of cotton. They have loads of different colours. They're going to be very light. You're not going to sweat. You know, you're not going to sweat wearing them. You can wear them over a bikini or a swimsuit. And for the evening, you can literally just put on a really nice pair of sandals and some jewellery and easily dress it up. I just think, like Zoe said, you just want like loose, natural fabrics that your skin can breathe in, and then let your like accessories do the talking, I think. The only thing to be careful of, and we've probably all made this mistake, is like wearing chunky jewelry in the day around the pool, because it actually can burn you. That I learned this lesson in Abu Dhabi recently. Yeah, so maybe don't do that. I got a little I got a pearl necklace from Emma Louise Accessories, and it's like pearl and then like a little gold heart. A little gold heart.
Oh yeah, I love
it. And I loved wearing that with a bikini, because that kind of, you know, jazzed it up a bit, but equally it wasn't like chunky gold jewellery where if you move and you catch the sun in the wrong way, you like then you're like, ah, it's burnt my neck. So I think, keep it simple, natural fabrics.
Love that.
Have a lovely time. There's been actually quite a few questions here on like hiding a mum tum, dressing the bloat, I'm early pregnancy. Lots of questions around hiding your middle area in the summer, but not wanting to wear like a tent, which I actually love wearing. But I appreciate not everyone loves wearing a tent.
No.
Exactly. And I have to say, I was at a wedding at the weekend and Connie Simmons was there.
Right.
And she had a lovely dress on from River Island, and it was shorter, and then it sort of ruched around the bust, and it sort of hung from there. So I went on to the River Island website, and they've got loads with like all different colours, like puff sleeves, and they're sort of the details all around the bust, but then they sort of hang from the bust down, but they're just above the knee. So if you're petite, they're not going to swamp you. I think they're around £50, maybe £45, but they've got loads of patterns, different sleeve lengths, different like shapes around the neck. I think if you're conscious of your tummy area, that there are loads of styles on there, and it's quite a good option. I just really liked some of those styles.
Yeah, we're big fans of River Island as well. You have to go and really, because sometimes when you open up the website, it can feel like it's really overwhelming, and there's just quite a lot of stuff. You know, you start scrolling through the new in, you're like, oh, I just get really overwhelmed. But actually, if you've got an idea like George has given you, you can kind of then, you know, hone it down a little bit and it can be a bit more manageable.
Yeah, definitely. I think I agree with you, actually. Sometimes you go on there and you can feel like there's a lot of different styles almost, and it doesn't feel that easy to shop. But actually, I get some absolute gems on River Island. So it's definitely sort of if you know what you're looking for, then... there's always lots of different colours and shapes. So yeah, definitely check River Island out.
Okay, affordable light midi dresses, please. Now, I had a little look around this morning, and somebody sent me this brand actually recently. It's called Ghost London. They have got a whole... Have you heard of them?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Okay, so, and they've got some really pretty kind of paisley midi dresses and like bright kind of pink floral ones. And they've got a whole kind of range of like, you know, loads of different colours, but all that sort of midi look, some covering the shoulders, some strappy ones, and they're all ranging from like 60 quid up to like 100 quid. So that's your like, I would say sort of like a bit more of a, you know, premium range, but obviously
premium
they've got that
high street.
Premium high street, exactly. So I really liked them. There's another really great brand, Pretty Lavish.
I love Pretty Lavish.
Really great. They've just got their sort of high summer stuff has literally just hit. And the dress that's the latest one that's on the website is absolutely gorgeous. So I went on there and had a little look around. Again, sort of like premium high street. Pink Lemons is a brand that I don't know if you know, George, but it's like a Cornish run brand. And they also have like really great paisley ones, really like high quality cotton that I really love. And I was, where else was I looking this morning where I was like, oh, they've absolutely nailed it. Mango.
Yes, absolutely. Do you know what? I was going to throw in a bit of a curveball because it's probably not a site that we've mentioned ever. Matalan, some of their dresses for the summer are absolutely incredible, particularly like midi style dresses and the dresses that I've mentioned before, you know, like just with the thin strap and then they just sort of hang down. They've got like a candy stripe kind of like cheesecloth-y material dress on there. I think it's £20, something like that.
Oh, wow.
And it looks really expensive. I saw someone in it in real life on holiday and I asked her where it was from, expecting it to be like, I don't know, like, you know, Olivia Rubin or, you know, like someone like that. And it wasn't. It was Matalan, 20 quid.
Oh, happy days.
Yeah, we'll link a few of these as well, won't we, on stories.
And also just want to give a quick nod to Bowdoin because I think that Bowdoin are really pulling it out of the park when it comes to their midi dresses. Again, probably a bit more of a premium high street, but they've got, you know, sort of like around the sort of £60 or £70 mark. But they'll last you. You will wear and wear them.
Sometimes
you have to sort of weigh it up whether you're going to spend maybe 20 or 30 quid more, but actually you can wear them for the next 5 years. And you can also wear them in the winter because you can put tights and boots and a nice coat on the top.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I do? It's weird because spending on summer dresses sometimes feels like, why would I do that? We don't get that much summer. But I do think if you go for these more, slightly more premium brands, you do make more wear out of them, like Zoe says, and find ways to wear them in the autumn. This is one, kind of for us actually, Zoe, because we're both petite. Best petite maxi and midi dresses. I'm only 4'11".
Okay.
So I've noticed recently, and I don't know if you've noticed as well, that so many sites are now not only doing petite lengths in trousers, but they're also doing them for dresses and stuff like that. So brands like Fat Face, Bowdoin, River Island, I mean, ASOS have been doing it for a long time, M&S, there's loads of like your, you know, normal go-to sites are now running their petite range across their dresses and their skirts as well. Actually Fat Face just launched their summer collection, like their high summer collection this week. And some of those dresses are absolutely beautiful. And again, if you're 4'11", you're not going to struggle because they've got them across the range. Yeah. Like the whole range has petite sizes as well.
Yeah.
So I definitely check
love
them
that.
Out. I mean, I've actually got a bag next to my bed of trousers and things I just need to go and get taken up. And I do think sometimes don't limit yourself just because something's really long. I mean, Zara, for instance, I would never buy any Zara trousers if I didn't get them taken off.
No, ditto.
It's just so worth doing. You know, find your local alterations place on your high street. So often it's only like a tenner or something to get some trousers or a dress turned up, and it's so worth it.
Yeah, and also I think to this lovely petite person who's messaged, I get a bit put off by some of the maxi dresses because I'm 5'3" and they just sort of swamp me. The midi dresses do tend to work on me, and if you are petite, you know, some they don't have to be that sort of smock maxi it doesn't really do much for me. But the midi ones that are a little bit, you know, they maybe give you a little bit more waist and they're actually not, you know, drapesing all over the floor, can look really smart, and they can be worn with, you know, flat sandals, or if you want to go out in the evenings, you want to put a pair of heels on, you know, they're very versatile. They work really hard for you. I love them.
And also, a midi dress on a model is often a maxi dress.
Yeah,
on us.
I'm going to say that. Yeah.
So, yeah, like, this is my mum's tip, actually. She will sometimes buy, like, a cropped wide leg trouser because it's full length wide leg when she puts it on.
I do love your mum.
And I was like, actually, it's so, that, you know, so true. If they've fit, like, yeah, they fit those trousers on someone who's like 5'9" or 5'10", then if you are, you know, 5', then yeah, they will be full length on you.
Oh, yeah, we're working for you. Love that.
Little tip.
Right, let's go to this. We have got so many questions here about festival wear.
Oh,
festival outfit for mid-30s. Haven't done a festival since babies and feeling very old. There's another one here saying festival outfit for a 33-year-old mum. Cool festival outfit at 20 weeks pregnant. Now, I have always been a big fan of Nasty Gal. Before you think, oh no, I'm too old to wear that, you're not, absolute rubbish.
You're really not.
They have got an incredible festival outfit section on the website, which is basically an edit. They've curated the coolest. I mean, well done, bravo. I feel like we need to get the mariachi band out because Nasty Gal have pulled it out of the bag.
Oh my God, for festival.
For festival.
Absolutely amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. There is a metallic open front tiered tinsel fringe jacket. Oh. Well, I'm going to get it. They've got cowboy boots. They have got like silver metallic shorts. They have got fringe tops. Basically, think Kate Moss, you know, in her day, but a lot cheaper.
Yeah. And also, you know, like,
fortune.
If you're, you know, you're conscious and you say, oh, you know, I haven't been to a festival since, you know, I've had a baby or whatever, then buying one of these things, like the jacket, which is a real statement piece, like they've got all different colours. They've got gold, they've got pink, they've got black, they've got, you know, multicolours. You can wear something you feel comfortable in underneath that, whether that could be like a, you know, a fitted midi dress, like a plain fitted midi dress and trainers or whatever. And you pop this over the top and you literally, like, you're good to go.
Head turner.
Like, you're done. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I just think they've got some real statement pieces that, you know, you could find a way to feel comfortable in, for sure.
Yeah, they have got this, it's called a striped sequin halter neck wide leg jumpsuit. It's currently 25% off. It is fucking cool.
Yeah.
And actually, if you are going to go to a festival, I also think you need to get yourself a pair of cowboy boots because they are absolutely everywhere. They'll be comfy enough that you can dance in them. You know, if you do get a bit of rain, you'll be sorted. Yeah, have a little look.
It's like the
You'll
new
thank
welly.
Us later. I want all of them. It's like the new welly.
It is like the
it's
new
the summer welly.
It is. When everyone used to wear like hunter wellies at festivals, I think now you've got to wear a cowboy boot.
You've got
I'm not going to a festival, but after I've seen that fringe jacket,
don't you dare get it. I'm
really
getting it.
I want to go to one. There's been quite a few questions on shoes that aren't sandals for the summer. And, like, you know, that are comfy, looking for comfy footwear. And I do think in the summer, I mean, I don't know about you, Zoe, but I literally go between like trainers or, yeah, like flat sandals. And like, I just sort of go back and forth. And when I first saw this trend come out, I was a bit like, oh no, not for me, like the ballet pump. Now I've seen it more and more, I'm starting to really get on board with it again. And I think they're, you know, mint velvet have got a great metallic pair. And I think if you're going to do it for the summer, then I would go for like, yeah, a silver or a gold or something like that, that gives it a bit more of a modern twist. But I think with trousers, I don't necessarily know. I haven't seen that many people do it in dresses where I think it looks that cool. But yeah, try a ballet flat.
Yeah.
There are different styles, like, you know, where they come down really low at the front or high up. I think high up is a bit more modern. Mm. But they're going to be comfy and they're a bit different. So basically just an alternative to wearing sandals or trainers.
Yeah, love that from you, G.
Yeah.
Someone says here, Jessie says, I need some wedding looks inspo from Georgia, please. Can we talk about that dress that you wore at the weekend?
Oh my God, I really loved it. You
Jesus
know,
Christ, you looked amazing.
I'm not joking. Before that wedding, I went on Net-a-Porter. I went on all the like higher sites, all of that. And I thought, no, I'm going to invest in something for this wedding. Like, I, you know, I really want to look nice and get something. Couldn't find anything. Then I came across that dress on River Island.
No.
And yeah, I think it's 80 something pounds. I loved it. I felt so comfortable. I'd just come back from holiday. I literally landed the day before. I wasn't worried about being bloated. I felt just felt really comfy.
You looked insane. Talking about upstage and the bride.
But so many people asked me where it was from, and they were so shocked when I said River Island. So I
can
do
you
think,
wear it, babes.
Yeah, but I do think you have to. It's so easy to go think, oh, I'm going to spend more money because I'm going to a wedding. But actually, all your usual sites, like, just have a really good look. I also, when I was in Abu Dhabi, I didn't get a picture. I don't know about you, but whenever I go on holiday, I barely take any pictures. No. I got this two-piece from the Rochelle Humes range, and it's like silky, sort of a cropped top, but it's loose, and then a skirt. But there's not. I didn't really have any flesh on show because the skirt comes up high enough that I didn't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's orange, like a burnt orange colour. And it's
where's
that
it from?
Would be beautiful. Next, the Rochelle Humes, Humes range at Next. That's really beautiful for a wedding. But again, you can wear it as separate, or you could wear it another time.
Georgia. Well, who wants to see Georgia do a wedding guest dress reel? Me. Everyone's saying it. We just can't hear them. You should do it because you do wear. You do. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, now I want to see more. So I think that should be definitely something that we sort out.
Maybe Maybe we'll do another one. We did one with never fully dressed a little
dressed
while
recently,
ago, didn't
yeah.
we? Yeah. But we'll do an updated one.
Well, listen, that is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We obviously have done a ton of products for you, so you can go away and kind of listen back to it. And we'll do some swipe ups on Instagram for you guys as well. So you've got all of the stuff saved on there. And thank you for sending in all of your questions. We're so sorry if we didn't get to yours today. As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe, and please give the podcast a follow if you get a chance.
Yeah, and if you've got any suggestions for these Friday Q&As, then please do drop us a message on Instagram. We're on @MadeByMamas, and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.